Class A News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Local officials say it came as a shock. Flames raging across Maui and the Hawaiian island chain fueled by a combination of drought and hurricane-force winds. Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson says
it was confirmed we've had six fatalities that we were able to confirm.
Hawaii Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke says the fire has devastated the tourist town of Lahaina on the northwestern tip of Maui.
The state is providing whatever support that we can to give support to both Maui and to the Big Island.
Officials are expressing optimism, saying they believe the blaze can be brought under control soon. President Biden is pledging federal assistance to those affected by the fires. Twitter records are being used as evidence in the Justice Department's case against former President Trump.
Unsealed court records have revealed that Special Counsel Jack Smith secured a search warrant for Donald Trump's Twitter account during the 2020 election case. The documents indicate that Twitter was prohibited from notifying Trump about the warrant due to concerns that Trump might destroy evidence. Additionally, Twitter incurred a $350,000 fine for its delayed submission of the records. Trump is facing felony charges for his alleged effort to unlawfully overturn the 2020 election. I'm John Schaefer.
The Biden administration is defending its decision to pull out of Afghanistan.
We believe it's a correct policy choice, but again, I would never want to quibble with a family member who has suffered such an enormous tragedy.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller declined whether to say it was a success. The administration has faced sharp criticism over the chaotic withdrawal years ago. A woman is facing first-degree murder charges after allegedly stabbing a Washington Post employee to death. Maryland police arrested Raika Poston after she spent several weeks on the run. Her alleged victim was a mailroom assistant at the Post since 1979. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
An American woman is out on bail in the Bahamas after being charged in a suspected murder-for-hire plot against her husband.
Lindsay Shiver was accused of conspiring to kill her husband, Robert Shiver, a former Auburn University football player. She was granted bail of $100,000 by a Bahamian Supreme Court justice. Shiver, a 36-year-old from Georgia, must wear an electronic monitoring device and follow a curfew. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Two babies are now recovering nicely thanks to a remarkable double heart procedure. A domino surgery occurs when one person is both a donor for a transplant and a recipient of another organ. And it happened for two families, each with little ones suffering from heart conditions. Mia Skatz had cardiomyopathy and was in heart failure. And following an anxious 7-month wait, she received a heart transplant. That's when she was able to donate her heart valve to Brooklyn Civil, a baby born with only one valve instead of two. Nicole Skatz told the Today Show how she felt.
Normally that life is multiple open heart surgeries.
As they get older.
As they get older, yeah. Because the valves don't grow with them. But now with freshly transplanted valves, they should grow with Brooklyn and in the future really save these children from multiple surgeries.
The heart domino transplant surgery has never before been performed in babies, and it was a success. And the two babies will always have a unique bond. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.